Well, what we're doing is we're improving our financial and business processes in such a way that we can provide better information to our leaders and our managers. And that means, in a nutshell, improving the controls over the execution of the funding we receive from Congress.
And what has been the problem, or why are you doing this now?
Well, in 1990, the government passed the Chief Financial Officers Act, and in 1994, the Government Management Reform Act. And these acts mandated that the departments of the federal government, which have CFOs, there's 24 agencies with this pertains to, they would have the auditable financial statements. And in the case of the Department of Defense, we do not have today auditable financial statements across the department. We do have isolated agencies that have had auditable financial statements, but the Department of Defense in general doesn't, and the Army does not. And what's brought about the change is the law that mandates we have auditable financial statements. But more importantly, we want to demonstrate to the American taxpayers that we're good stewards of the resources that the taxpayers have provided. And we can do that with an auditable financial statement that we can get a clean audit opinion from an independent public accounting firm. So that's driving the change. The good housekeeping seal of approval, if you will, and the fact that we want our leaders to have good financial information so they can make good decisions.
So how are you overcoming those challenges, those hurdles that have kept you from getting that statement in the past?
Well, the 237 years in our Army, we've never been asked until this 1990 Act and 1994 Act to have auditable financial statements. What we've done is we've provided an accounting for what we've used the resources for, the appropriations that Congress provides, the funding through the appropriations that Congress provides us. We did fund accounting, if you will, or appropriations accounting. We didn't have financial statement accounting. Consequently, the systems, the automated systems that we use are built for a different kind of accountability, and not for financial statement and audit ability. So that first thing that we have to do is we have to change our systems, our automated systems. So our computer systems are being changed, and we call those enterprise resource planning systems and ERPs. And the Army is implementing a general fund ERP in waves, and the completion of that deployment of that system will be done in July of this year. And that system is called the General Fund Enterprise Business System. We refer to it as GFIBS. GFIBS is a general fund financial structure that will provide auditable financial statements. We also have another ERP for our Army Working Capital Fund called the Logistics Modernization Program, or LMP. And we have some other enterprise resource planning systems that are in various stages of deployment. So the first task that we have is to implement systems that will allow us to have auditable financial statements. The next thing that we need to make sure that all the internal controls are designed correctly and operating effectively. So we're working on the controls, both system controls and manual controls, and we're implementing these systems. Those are the two big items that we're changing.
It sounds like there's some kind of a basic disconnect between the way the federal government does finances, which is, I guess, basically on a cash basis, what came in and what went out, versus the way audit statements are done in business, where you have seven columns and accrual statements and all that. That's where my accounting knowledge ends. Thank you very much. But is that the basic problem, that there's a difference in the way, in the requirements of financial audits versus the way the government accounts for its cash?
I wouldn't portray it as out of sync with like generally accepted accounting principles, because what we do is within the generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP. It's just a matter of accounting for public resources and the way it was set up in the past. Now, I mentioned before these 24 executive agencies, 23 of those in fiscal year 11, 23 of the 24 had successful audits. So it's not a government issue, because they can comply with generally accepted accounting principles, the government as a whole. So the taxpayers' monies are being accounted for correctly. The Department of Defense, we are good stewards of taxpayer resources. The fact is we can't prove it with an auditable financial statement, so that's what we're trying to do is prove but with an independent outside accounting firm that we are good stewards of these taxpayer resources.
We're speaking with Jim Watkins, Director of Accountability and Audit Readiness in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Army.
You've talked a little bit, Jim, about the technology changes and so forth. I'm wondering what sort of other changes are you having to do, say, cultural changes or whatnot, to get up to speed with those 23 other agencies that are able to complete this?
Well, it's a good question, Emily. Change management is a huge undertaking. We're implementing new systems, and that requires change in the way we process documents. That's one thing. Learning a new system and changing the controls, because a lot of the controls that we had manually we're now putting into the computer system so that we have computer systems that will have these edits in them and won't allow certain errors to be made. But last year there was a hearing at the Senate Armed Services Committee, and Asif Khan who was with the Government Accountability Office. He testified and said that there are some challenges in Department of Defense, and those challenges are what we're working on in addition to others. But having a competent financial management workforce, the training that we need to affect this change management is one thing. So we're doing a lot of training, not only on the new systems, but on auditability, what that means, and how these controls are important. The business architecture that we have on these ERPs, these enterprise resource planning systems, that we have an office in the Army and in Department of Defense that has a strategic business architecture so that the systems are compatible and there's no gaps and there's no overlaps, that we're putting in systems that are effective. I talked about the internal controls. I've talked about the systems, but we've also implemented accountability and oversight, and we've resourced not only the audit readiness effort, but we've resourced the ERP deployments. So for example, on the accountability side, last year the Secretary of the Army issued a memorandum to the Army-wide for all the senior executive service employees in the Army that they would now have audit readiness as one of their performance factors in their annual performance ratings. And that was implemented already this fiscal year, and the criteria for evaluation has been produced. So there's accountability now that was not there before necessarily. It might have been hit or miss, but now it's required. Also, we've established some oversight boards, some governance boards, where we have senior leaders and at the highest levels of the Army and within DOD that report progress on the auditability and the improvement in financial operations. So we're working on a competent workforce. We're working on accountability, oversight, business architecture, implementing new systems, and improving internal controls.
And what do we know about what the Navy and Air Force might be doing? It seems like they would have the same issue, and isn't there some kind of solution that could apply to all the armed services?
Well, that's a good point, Tom. First of all, the Department of Defense's Comptroller Office, or Resource Management Office, they have a deputy CFO, and the comptroller for the DOD has put together a document called the Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Guidance. That guidance pertains to all the DOD agencies, whether it's the services or whether it's the agencies within DOD. But all of the services, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, as you mentioned, we've developed financial improvement plans in accordance with this Financial Improvement Audit Readiness Guidance. We refer to it as FIAR, FIRE Guidance. And it outlines the audit readiness requirements and includes a detailed financial improvement plan to achieve audit objectives that have been mandated by Congress and by the Comptroller and the SecDef. Recently, the SecDef accelerated one of the statements for auditability, which it's the Statement of Budgetary Resources. And this guidance that OSD put out It outlines interim milestones. It outlines the process by which we will achieve audit readiness. It captures key business processes, information technology systems, and supporting control activities. And it implements training, discovery of the systems when we're going out to make sure it's working correctly, testing of other controls, and the corrective actions to meet audit standards. So it's this guidance is what all the services are using. So yes, the short answer to your question is yes, we're all in the same boat, and we're in varying degrees of implementation.